Good morning.
I'm Yesung Kim from Seoul National University in Korea.
I present my paper entitled Personalized Diapause Using Radio and the Consumption of Smartphones by Network Context Aware Automation Predictions.
People like me who don't speak English as a mother tongue might not be familiar with the word diapause. So diapause means a period of suspended growth accompanied by decreased metabolism in insects. Our proposed technique is similar with this idea in the respect that they decide their domain by themselves. A large portion of energy consumption in smartphones comes from the radio device. For example, in 3G networks, the radio network device is responsible for about 30% of total energy consumption in smartphones. Furthermore, the radio energy consumption in smartphones is steadily increasing. More and more network-dependent applications have been exploited by smartphone users, and the 4G LTE radio network, which consumes more energy than before, is widely spreading. So reducing radio energy consumption is an important design issue in the smartphones. In the radio device such as 3G device, a significant portion of radio energy is consumed during a special waiting period known as tail time. After a packet transmission is completed, a power state of radio device that does not go to the idle state immediately, and the high power level is maintained during a tail time. Some points are breaked, but I keep going my presentation. Yeah. I explain some important number to you. Yeah. Okay, the high power level is maintained in the tail time. It is because if your transmission is completed, your transmission is occurring in the tail time, there is no need to establish the radio connection. So 3G protocol maintains each radio connection, expecting that the other packets are likely to occur in the tail time. However, a significant portion of the radio energy consumption is wasted in the tail time. If there is no transmission in the tail time, the energy in the tail time is wasted unnecessarily. In our measurement study from 25 active smartphone users, on average 33% of total energy is wasted in the tail time waiting a transmission which did not occur actually. So the 4G network employs a similar tail time. So if we can change the power mode to the idle state when there is no more transmission anymore in the tail time, the efficiency of radio energy consumption can be significantly improved. So to save the wasted energy during the tail time, the FastMatch feature was recently proposed. The FastMatch feature enables a smartphone radio device to release each radio connection immediately. However, for applying the FastMatch feature efficiently, there is a key challenge. The device should predict whether the transmission will occur in the tail time. For example, when there will be a wasted energy in the tail time, assume that we invoke the FastMatch at this moment, expecting there is no more transmission in the tail time. If it is the right prediction, we can save wasted tail energy, but it is a wrong prediction. Additional reconnection overhead poses a long delay to smartphone users, and signaling overhead to mobile network should be paid. To cope with such a challenge, some techniques for supporting FastMatch feature, such as TOP, has been proposed. However, it is not easy to apply these techniques practically because they have some problems. The first problem is that these techniques are eccentric. In other words, existing knowledge techniques such as TOP requires app-assisted runtime hinge on the next transmission. For example, the multimedia streaming app can provide such hint on the next transmission. While the app downloads the music file from the mobile network, and the app plays some music to the user. When the file download is completed, because the user is likely to keep listening to the music, so the app developer can assume that there is no more transmission for a while and provide some runtime hint to the system software. Although this technique works well if such hints are available, but the hint should be provided by app developer. So if app developers don't pay attention to providing this hint, may potential opportunities for any saving cannot be obtained. The second problem is that such techniques are not applicable to most interactive apps such as Google Talk and Facebook. For example, a user may send several instant messages using the messenger apps. In this case, because it is very difficult to predict how the user interacts with these apps, so providing such hints are not easy even for the app developer. So in this paper, we propose a general-purpose automatic predictive automation technique for supporting the fast merge feature named personalized diapause. Our technique is not depending on an assistant future network transmission hint, and it is also applicable to the most of apps with more general network transmission patterns. We implemented the personalized diapause on Android 2.3 Gingerbread Nexus smartphones. And in our experiment result from 25 smartphone users, our proposed technique can save the radio energy consumption by up to 36 points with 10% increase in the radio frequencies over when the fast knowledge feature is used. The rest of my presentation consists of like this. First, I present the overview of personalized diapause with a key idea and explain each key step of personalized diapause. And then I present our experimental result. Before the explanation of key step of personalized diapause, I will introduce the key step, key idea, and insight of our proposed technique. The network transmissions are transferred from certain network activities of application, from a semantic meaning of applications, such as sending a message, downloading a song, and checking your emails. So each series of network transmissions can be classified by its network activities, network context. If we can automatically identify such network activities, the network context can be grouped according to semantical equivalent network activities. We call the group as network context block. Intuitively, each network context block has distinct transmission trends. A user's behavioral tendency is reflected to the each transmission trend. So by carefully observing the personalized network usage characteristic of each network context block, we can estimate the future radio communication patterns for each network activities. Exploiting such identified network context and their transmission trend, our proposed technique can predict transmissions in the tail time and decide when to invoke the fast launch or whether to invoke the fast launch feature. So the key step of personalized diapause consists of three parts. The first step is extracting semantical equivalent network activities and exploiting identified network activity as a Bayesian monitoring unit. We run and estimate the transmission trend for network activities for each user. As a last step, based on such information, our proper technique can predict the transmission in the tail time and decide whether or when to invoke the fast merge feature. I will present each key step of personalized IAPOS. The first part is the extraction of network context. I mentioned before, network transmissions are transferred due to network activities such as downloading a song, fetching emails, sending on emails. We call the series of transmissions for network activity of one application network context block. Intuitively, each network context represents a meaningful cluster network activity, such as an activity of downloading a song. From the system and software view, a network context is initiated from some execution path of an application. We assume that same execution path represents a semantically similar network activity based on the idea, the program context, in the paper published at OSDI 24. In the same vein, network activities can be systematically distinguished from their execution path. So to identify equivalent network context, our proposed technique tracks the execution path of transmissions. For example, assume that there are two network contexts which are called for same network activity, say downloading a song. Because network transmissions are initiated from socket API, our proposed technique tracks the socket API, such as connect, write, read, and receive. In case of Android platform, it is aware from Dalvik Java virtual machine, which executes the apps. We can also track the functions of applications which include the socket API along its call stacks. If they are initiated from same execution path, we assume that the two network contexts represent semantically similar network activity. So we classify them into a group, and we called that as network context block. The network context in the same network context block are assumed to perform same network activity. Though the system cannot know exact semantical meaning of the network context, it can distinguish different network activities very well. So we use the network context block as the basic unit of monitoring transmission trend in the tail time. The second step is estimating transmission trend of network activities. Before the explanation of this step, we first provide two claims for transmission trend in the smartphones. The first claim is that different users differently behave even for the same network activity. The smartphones are highly personalized devices. In other words, a smartphone is used by one dominant user. So according to who uses the smartphone, the transmission trend in the tail time has very unique characteristic. For example, there are two people using the messenger apps. One person is the Mr. Every Second, very chatty student, and the other one is Professor Every Hour. For example, the students are very quickly and frequently sending several messages in the tail time to the professor for asking something, and the professor answers a few messages. In case of the student, a transmission is likely to occur in the tail time. But in case of the professor every hour, a transmission is unlikely to occur in the tail time. Such tendencies of each person persist over a long time because per user characteristics is reflected to the transmission trend. So we should consider such a personalized transmission trend for estimating the transmissions in the tail time. The second claim is that different network activities have a different transmission trend. There are many activities in the smartphone. Because different network activities are involved in different tasks And user also quite different behaviors for different network activities. You can expect that transmission trend for different network activities have different characteristics. So we consider different network activity characteristics for estimating network transmissions. In order to validate our claims for smartphone network usage, we conducted a user study. We have studied 25 active smartphone users of diverse user groups during 2 weeks. We distributed a modified Dybiq virtual machine for logging the network test plug and cluster information. The main interest of this study is whether or when a next transmission occurred in the tail time after completion of context block. In this study, we can verify the strong personalized tendency on network transmissions. Yeah, this graph shows how frequently each user send his or her message again in the tail time using the same messenger application. The graph presents that the personalized the tendency are quite different for each user. And user A may behave like the student of claim example, and user 24 may act like the professor. In case of this user, a large amount of energy is wasted in the tail time. In addition, we observed that the user's behavior for transmission is quite skewed. This graph shows when the x-axis is the when, and y-axis is how likely the first transmission occurred in the tail time. As you can see in this graph, the distribution is quite light skewed. Furthermore, this tendency also persists over 2 weeks. This means that for this network context, a user likely to react to a special period. So we can invoke the fast merge in this moment. Because there will be no transmission after this moment. So you can save much energy in this way. So we exploit this persistent light skew distribution to decide when to invoke the fast merge feature. We also found that there are different transmission characteristics for different network activities. This graph presents how frequently our next transmission occurred in the tail time for 40 front network context block. In case of a checking system update and patching new emails, after the completion of the next network context, there is almost no more transmission in the tail time. Such tendencies can be found at many network activities of service applications such as data sync. In this case, the waste energy in the tail time can be significantly saved by invoking phase only aggressively. On the other hand, after the completion of browsing a web page, another transmissions are likely to occur in the tail time. So such transmission characteristics also persist over long time, over 2 weeks. Therefore, by exploiting these persistent transmission trends over different network context block, you can estimate the transmission in the tail time. So our proposed technique makes an online model for such a secure transmission distribution of each network context block. Based on such a transmission trend, we can estimate when or whether a transmission will occur in the tail time. As the last step, based on such information, we predict and decide whether or when to invoke the fast merge. to determine when to invoke the face match feature, our proper technique considers host mapping trade-off. Assume that it is the original tail energy, wasted tail energy after a network context sprawl. If we invoke the face match at this moment, the TI, we may get the expected energy benefit like this. However, if a transmission will occur in this moment, the TJ, we may get the expected energy. A part of expected energy should be canceled, and we should pay the additional void energy as a cost. So by considering every possible moment TJ of this transmission, the energy gain GI is computed like this. The probability can be computed from the secure transmission trend of each network context block. By considering the cost mapping trade-off for every candidate moment TI to invoke the face match feature, techniques can choose the best moment TI. In this step, because too many requests may bring negative effect on the user experience and the mobile network, we consider the candidate moment TIs only where the probability of retransmission after TK less than a given upper bound threshold. Exploiting such extrinsic technique of network context block and estimating network transmission tendency, we developed a personalized dipole architecture for Android smartphones. The main module is the personalized network activity predictor implemented in the Dalvik virtual machine. The network context block extractor module checks the cross text and identify the network context blocks. And immediate success trainer module keep checks the secure transmission distributions for each network context block. Based on this information, the cost mapping on SSC engine decide when to invoke the face match feature. Yeah, we implemented the personalized dipole technique, simply called PD, on Nexus Android reference smartphones. For the experiment, we used the collected network transmission logs from 25 users. The network context logs are reproduced by a custom log player, and personalized dipole module made decisions when to invoke the face machine. Then, using the transmission and face match decision log, a 3D energy simulator was used for energy consumption comparisons. First, we evaluate the impact of PD on energy consumption saving. This graph presents the radio energy saving of our proposed technique over the baseline when no face match feature is used. The blue bar shows the radio energy saving when the increase in the number of radio reconnection is limited by 10%. This graph shows that PD can save the radio energy on average by 23%. And in case of user 4, PD can save the radio energy by 36%. We also experimented for different reconnection increase limits. This graph proves that PD can achieve a higher radio energy saving with the larger reconnection limit. To evaluate the effect of our proposed network context block classification technique, we experimented another simple technique, per user PD. Per user PD assumes that four users or network contexts are classified to a single network context block. In other words, it assumes that for users, there is only one network activity. In the same vein, original PD can be called per network context block and per user PD. This result shows that the original PD can achieve more radio energy saving than per user PD. And it clearly shows that proposed fine-grained energy separation is very important in achieving a high energy efficiency. We present a general purpose automatic predictive image technique called personalized diapos. PD takes advantage of personalized network context usage in deciding when to release a radio connection using the face image feature. Our work can be extended several directions. We plan to investigate if our network context block idea can be extended for other types of system optimization. Thank you.
We have a few minutes for questions. Please use the microphone.
This is Mian Dong from Samsung Electronics. So very nice talk, really like your work. I wonder, have you ever thought to ship your technology to the mobile station? Basically like the prediction algorithm running all on the mobile station side instead of a client. Because you know your solution is basically on a client-side solution, which is good, but it will make your phone like non-standard compatible. Basically, if Samsung, for example, build this phone functioning like this, ATT will refuse to sell it on the market because it won't pass through the test. So I'd just like to know what's your opinion about that.
Maybe this graph shows the give an insight for your answer. This clip shows the requestion increase, percent of request increase. The second line shows the 10%. This experiment result is when this clip shows the result when we use the request limit at the 10%, less than 10%. You can see in this graph, the recognition increase is also satisfied quite well based on our technique. So it means you can control the recognition limit by the device. So if the service provider can control the effect of mobile network or smartphone users, you can control the amount of effect of delays to your smartphone.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, I'm Aaron Carroll from NICTA and UNSW. First of all, when can I install this on my smartphone? And secondly, have you got an idea of how much better or indeed worse you would do with the kind of applications you've shown by putting in explicit hints? Application-directed hints about when you should go into a...
Excuse me. I can catch up.
Do you have an idea of how much better you could do by the application explicitly signaling that it's done with the radio?
You asked the impact of our proposed technique for each application?
If the technique was the application says to Android, I'm finished. Put the radio into the dormancy mode. So using fast dormancy explicitly.
I don't understand what you say. The main question is about for what?
I'm sorry?
I suggest you take the question.
Okay, sure. You can do that.
All right, let's thank the speaker again.